Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And a very good Friday afternoon to you. Let's hit these phones and go to Cassandra in Greenville. Cassandra, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Charlie. You know, I have to say, every time your show comes on, a song comes into my mind, mm-hmm. and it's what I sang when I was a little girl, a Girl Scout. It was "Make New Friends, But Keep the Old. One is silver and the other is gold." And we are really happy to have you up in the
Thank you.
As much as we miss Bob, we really are happy to have you here. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Cassandra.
But I wanted to let you know that this is kind of an interesting global climate change deal, that, mm-hmm. that their ultimate goal is to hold global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
Right.
And yet there is no way to know what pre-industrial levels were.
That's right.
Because we didn't have worldwide global temperatures.
Yeah.
So I don't quite know how they intend to do
could
that.
Could they just answer the question, like, how accurate were thermometers pre-industrial revolution?
Yes.
Right?
I don't know.
I mean, clocks,
I don't know, but I'll
watches
tell you.
Weren't even invented. I mean, clocks weren't all that accurate. You had to wind them up and hope that they ran right. I'm not real going to give a whole lot of accuracy to those thermometers back then.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, Charlie, the one that made me wonder all the time was this. Try to entirely cut emissions from cows, other livestock, and from the bird population.
Right.
And I kept thinking, okay, what on earth is this about? And then it occurred to me, I heard they said something the other day, and I thought, oh, I see. What they're going to do is say, we can only have one cow per X amount of acreage.
Yeah.
So you can't have so many cattle, and the price can go as high as we want it to go.
Right.
And meat will become a delicacy. So I thought, okay, they've got it covered.
Yeah. So, oh, they do. Oh, they're so smart.
Know,
they are so smart.
Yeah.
They're so
I know.
Smart.
It's
crazy, Cassandra. Thank you so much for calling in. Here's another question that they can never answer. What's the normal temperature? What is normal for the global temperature? What's normal? They don't have an answer to that. They don't know what normal is. From the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, a great point here that I've talked about often. What if we're just coming out of a little ice age? What if that's all this is? Would you rather have global cooling, or would you rather have global warming? Just think about that. Let's go to Gene in Greenville and talk to him. Gene, how are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, the topics you covered from the time of Hank Aaron and the home run, I don't know. I wanted to interject a few things. But,
sure, yeah.
Let me tell you why I called. Okay, I'm a New Yorker, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting how Hank Aaron, when he hit his 715th home run, it was highly acclaimed.
Right.
But I remember when Roger Maris hit his 61st home run. I was 10 years old then.
Wow.
And boy, oh boy, that poor man was beaten to death.
Yeah.
Because he broke the Babe's record. They destroyed him until the day he died. You know, you talk about equities and inequities. It's really sad. And by the way, you might be interested in knowing, I am probably one of the few people that you maybe ever talked to that ever saw Bobby Richardson hit a home run. And I saw him hit it at Yankee Stadium when I was 9 years old.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You know who Bobby Richardson is, right?
I do, yes, sir. Did you ever
Second
go? Did you ever
the,
watch?
1960, I saw him hit that home run. I was, And I brag to people about it, and they look at me like I'm a nut. You know, you're a 70-year-old nut.
Did you ever see the movie called 61?
I'm very, very confused. Okay,
did you
maybe
ever see
you can help me out. You're a man who's good with words, I believe.
All right, Gene. Yeah.
I've been thinking about this with Nancy Pelosi and the gender, non-identity, nouns and pronouns, etc. So what do you teach children now? You know, we can't call that person a boy or a girl or whatever.
Right, right.
And I thought about this. You got the blue button there, the censor button. You may want to use it.
No, don't. Don't make me use it.
When a young boy sees a man, he might say, we might teach him, that's a person with a pecker.
Okay, all right.
Am I making sense to you?
I understand. Well, that's what they want to do. I mean, they don't even want to do that,
well,
Gene. I appreciate you calling in, buddy. Thank you so much. But that's the thing. I mean, they want to eliminate all gender, but yet they want to celebrate Kamala Harris as the first female vice president. Anyway, the point I was trying to get across to Gene was there's a movie out there about Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle when they were going after Babe Ruth's single season home run record. It is unbelievable. Watch that movie. Even if you're just marginally interested in baseball, it really shows the pressure that Maris and Mantle were under. And of course, remember Mantle, I think he got a shoulder injury or something and pretty much knocked him out of contention. But, I mean, Roger Maris, his hair was falling out from all the stress. Unbelievable. Let's go to Jeff in Taylor's. Jeff, good afternoon. How are you? Taylor's, how are you, Jeff?
Really good, Charlie. Thank you for taking my call. Before I hit my subject, I wanted to say I saw back when Hank Aaron was still playing.
Oh,
Remember an interview with an outfielder that he said the bad part about when he hits a home run, when you're standing back against the wall, it's still climbing when it goes over the wall.
Yeah.
So
exactly right.
Interesting. But, you know, I got to thinking about this whole fraud and President Joe Biden. You know, if he had wanted to try to fool the ones of us that could be fooled, the first thing he could have done was say, I'm going to tell everybody in my party, this is over with. If you do something to President Trump, I'm going to pardon him and anybody in his administration. We're moving on. We're not going to talk about him another day past today. So if you got a problem with him, you need to get over it. This is the last day we're going to hear about him. But he didn't do that, of course. But first of all, it's because he's too stupid. I can remember when he ran for president back in the 80s, and he got less than 1% in the primary of his own party. But I'm led to believe that he got 80 million votes.
Right.
And
yeah.
If you believe that, then I'll tell you that I'm a Russian submarine captain. See if you believe that too. So.
You're right about that. I tell you what. I mean, these people are ridiculous. Jeff, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Here's something we were talking a little. Let's get back a little bit to this baseball real quick. I believe, in my heart of hearts, that if Bo Jackson hadn't gotten hurt, we would have never heard of Sammy Sosa. We would have never heard of Barry Bonds. All these people, all these home run champions that we were worried about or concerned with, Bo Jackson, in my opinion, would have eclipsed them all, every single one of them. Doggone Bo made that bad slide and injured his hip in a really bad way. Want to get to Walter in Inman and talk to him. Walter, how are you? Are you there, Walter? Got nothing from... Oh, we... Let's go to Zach in Spartanburg. How are you, Zach?
I'm all right. How are you, Charlie?
Doing wonderful. What's up?
All right, man. Yes, sir. I'm a homeowner. And I just wanted to share my little story with y'all.
Right.
I own my home 100%, and I was actually on some hard times like everyone else this
right.
year. And I wasn't able to pay my homeowner's taxes, right?
Yeah.
So I ended up getting the letter saying that I had to pay my homeowner's taxes.
Right.
And I came up with the money. I have my job, and even if I didn't, I would have found a way to keep my family in their home.
Right.
But I wanted to say there's absolutely no reason for someone to evict a tenant, or I mean, there's absolutely no reason for someone not to evict a tenant, because I had to go come up with the money to pay my taxes, and I own that house, and they're going to kick me out and my family out too.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's like I always say, I mean, you don't really own anything. As long as you have to pay taxes on it and they can take it from you, then is it really yours? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Appreciate it, Walter. Appreciate it, Zach. Let's go to Walter. He is back now from Inman. Walter, how are you?
Just fine. We were talking about climate change earlier.
Yeah.
And how they were going to hold it down and everything. But if I'm not mistaken, probably about two or three years ago, they were talking about the sun's activity had raised the temperature on Mars the same percentage as it had been raised on Earth.
Right.
And my question was, what did we do to Mars to make them have a higher temperature?
Dang us.
I mean, if we're both having the same thing, I mean, you know,
we ain't building no factories
up there.
You're right. You are absolutely right. I mean, sunspot activity is, I mean, it's key to the temperature of the planet. I appreciate you calling in, Walter. You're right. What did we do to affect Mars? Oh, that industrial revolution. It's 616 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And a very good afternoon. Let's hit these phones and talk to Roger in Anderson. How are you, my friend? Roger, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Two things. One thing on Joe Biden's cabinet, and I'm being serious. I'm making a plea to Joe Biden. Joe, as a show of unity and bipartisanship, as a South Carolina resident, I'm begging and pleading, Joe, please put Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham in your cabinet so we can have new senators in South Carolina.
Please.
And while you're at it, more importantly, I'm dead serious, Charlie.
Yes.
And
yes.
More importantly, Joe, give Henry McMaster a job too. Might as well go for that. Then we can get a governor who will firmly plant the flag and say no to mandates, say no to these regulations, just like DeSantis does in Florida and Kristi Noem does in South Dakota.
Right.
We need a strong governor, more importantly than the senators, to stand up to this out-of-control executive branch from Washington. He can put Henry in any job he wants, arranging nap times, keeping him from snipping women's hair. I don't care.
There you go. You know what, though? I mean, this is – I know you're – you know how you're saying this, but if he thought he could do that, if he thought that Democrats could win here in South Carolina, I promise you he would do that. He would make that offer. Absolutely.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
I think they do think they can win. As long as we have mail-out voting, they can win anywhere they need to.
But we were smart here in South Carolina. Roger, I appreciate you calling in. We were smart. Our state legislature took this thing to the Supreme Court and said, listen, no, we got to have signature verification on these ballots. And the Supreme Court agreed with us, and that's how we avoided Senator Jamie Harrison, because that's what they were doing. They poured $100 million into Jamie Harrison's campaign, and then they were thinking, oh, well, we'll do this, and we'll get the mail-in ballot, bada-boom, bada-bing, we got us a South Carolina senator. That negates anything Lindsey Graham does. See? But now that they've lost, I don't think they can do that here in South Carolina. I really don't. Let's get back a little bit to global warming, because had some callers talking about this. One of the things that gets me about global warming, first of all, they don't know what the normal temperature for Earth should be. These are all speculations. Number two, they don't go with real world data. They go with computer models on global warming. Number three, they do the same thing with ocean rise. That's why they're looking at building a 12-foot, it's between 12 and 15 feet wall around the perimeter of Charleston. Literally, not even lying about it. No, not around the whole perimeter of Charleston. That would be silly. They're only going to put this wall around the multi-million dollar mansions that are owned by a whole lot of Northerners who came down with the money and bought them. So they're going to protect the rich on the peninsula. Meanwhile, you're not going to be able to walk around those houses and take a look at the harbor anymore, because you're icky. You're icky people. So they got that. They got the sea level rise. But here's the thing. I saw a picture a couple of years ago, and they were like, look at this. Look at this. Here is a buoy on a frozen lake. Here's a buoy on a lake of ice in the Antarctic. And now look at it. It's in the water. Now that all that ice is melted and it's water. And my first thought was, who puts a buoy on ice? Isn't a buoy supposed to be for water? So you're telling me they dragged that buoy over the ice, over the frozen tundra, and put it there? No, I'll bet they didn't. I'll bet they put it out there with a boat many, many years ago. I'll bet that's what happened. And then you see other people like, well, this glacier has receded, and under that glacier they found mining equipment from the 1800s. And my first thought is, well, how'd it get there? How'd it get there? You're telling me that ice wasn't always there? That's what you're telling me? So they come up with all these ridiculous statements about global warming, and they can't even just tell us the basics. What's normal? For you and me, our temperature is 98.6. Mine runs a couple of degrees, well, about a degree less than that. But at least we know about what normal temperature is. For the Earth, we don't know. We have no idea. No idea. But they want to do the global warmings. Okay. Meanwhile, they've also got another thing that they're working on there in the White House, the new White House, and that is Right-wing domestic violence. Right-wing domestic violence. That's what they're working on. However, a reporter actually shockingly asked them about the riots in Portland and in Seattle. This is what Jen Psaki said about that.
On domestic unrest, first of all, does the president have any comment on the ongoing violence in Oregon and Washington State that we've seen in recent days?
Well, certainly we had our team on the ground, our national security team, even before 12:01, early in the morning on Inauguration Day, because we wanted to be able to monitor events happening across the country and any unrest that was resulting from the last couple of weeks. I haven't spoken with him specifically about those events, but it is something our national security team, Liz Sherwin Randall, our Homeland Security Advisor, is closely monitoring, of course. But if we have an additional update, I'm happy to provide it to you.
If they have an additional update, they'll be happy to. They don't, and they will not have an additional update. Because they're okay with left-wing violence. They're okay with the woke mob destroying buildings. They're fine with that. That's all right. In fact, Kamala Harris said this is going to go on even after the election. This is going to be going on for a while now. She said that to Stephen Colbert. So left-wing violence, good. Right-wing violence, bad. Just remember that. It's 6:30 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I love this tweet, this text on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. Charlie, I'll read it the way it was intended, okay? Charlie, like the new press secretary sounds like so professional. I love how she, like all of her responses are like inflected questions. I'm getting flashbacks to Marie Harf. Yeah, you're exactly right. Oh my goodness. It's up talk. That's what. Oh, hello. How are you? All right, there you go. So let me ask, what's the Mega Millions up? Is it over a billion now, Money Penny? We're looking at over a billion. Do you know? Yeah. Take a look at that and see how much that thing is up to now, because that's going to be a boatload of money to somebody I don't want to put a limit on money, and I don't care how much money someone makes or whatever, but I just don't know if that much money, if I would be comfortable with that much. It's over $1 billion. Pretty good. I mean, if you look at it, odds are pretty good on that. But can you, now this is a question, because I don't know, because I don't play the lottery. I've been on my whole life, I've probably spent $50 on the lottery and that's it. Of that, I think I've won 20 back. But can you claim it anonymously in South Carolina?
Yes, you can.
You can claim it. Would you claim it anonymously in South Carolina?
I would.
I would, too, because that's kidnapping money.
I don't want all those relatives to come
find
me. No,
well, that's that too. But that's money that people will kidnap you over. I mean, that's dangerous. I mean, to me, you just, I understand that. But you could hire security and all of that. But That's just, I mean, and you would have, hey, Uncle Charlie, how you doing?
I guess we should ask the guy or girl in Simpsonville that won it last time.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, the last time it was over a billion, wow. Somebody here in Simpsonville won it.
Oh, you wouldn't know me either. You wouldn't know you would never know if I'm other than my mysterious disappearance and my deep dark tan.
Right. That might never see me again.
That might be a good indicator. But man, that kind of money, I don't know where I would start. I promise you, I don't think it would change a whole lot about me, because I'm just, I don't know.
And I
don't
would know. Win
I
the,
just it's scary money.
I would win the best gift at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I understand that. Yeah, I would be really good at that that Dirty Santa Christmas party. You got a, hey, look, you got a pack of underwear. Good job. All right, give us a call on the Common Sense Retirement Planning Talk Line, 800-347-1063. That's 800-347-1063. Would love to chat with you this afternoon. Let me tell you why. The United States Chamber of Commerce. That sounds like a good organization, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like a good bunch of people? Hey, we're your Chamber of Commerce, and we're here to stimulate commerce in your community. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has sent a message to now President Joe Biden. Let me read to you what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has said. Are you ready? Are you ready? Hold on. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says its corporate members can create jobs for Americans if President Joe Biden's amnesty and migration bill provides them with the world's most talented and industrious people. I'm sorry? Excuse me? What did you just say? So in other words, you're saying that Americans aren't the world's most talented and industrious people? You're saying that immigrants are the world's most talented and industrious people? We've known for so long, that Democrats basically think everybody is better than you. They really do. They made this in their January 20th press statement as they applauded, Joe Biden's draft U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021 that would accelerate the influx of foreign workers into America's blue-collar and white-collar jobs, meaning you don't get those jobs. Meaning American blue-collar workers, American white-collar workers, don't get those jobs. Those jobs go to people that come in from overseas. The changes proposed in President Biden's legislative plan would help many businesses meet their critical workforce needs. Having the world's most talented and industrious people contribute to our economy drives growth and in turn creates jobs for hardworking Americans. Not the good ones, but the peon jobs. The peon jobs. They want to give the good jobs to foreigners while you dig the ditches. And there's nothing against ditch diggers either. Those are good jobs. But they put other workers above you. Jessica Vaughn, who is the policy director of the Center for Immigration Studies, said nobody believes that. Nobody believes that. The Chamber's companies have shown that they want to bring in lower-skilled, compliant migrants to take the support jobs created by higher-skilled migrants. Even though millions of created, hardworking, and outspoken Americans are ready to fill both categories of jobs. The Chamber's support for Biden's labor importation bill was explained by Tom Collamore, former vice president of the Chamber. He said this is key to stimulating investment of capital that has been sitting on the sidelines, in which could lead to new jobs and economic growth. Okay. Think about what he just said. There's money out there sitting on the sidelines that could be used to create jobs but they're not using it. They will use it if you bring in lower paid workers and give them your jobs. That's what globalism is all about. That's why we are against, I am against globalism. For this very reason. Let's talk to Sean in Clinton. Sean, how are you on this Friday afternoon? Evening now.
I'm good. How about yourself, brother?
Good. What's up, pal?
Not much, man. I just want to say welcome to the Upstate.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, but it's not Sean. I'm not liberal Sean.
Oh,
I'm Sean.
You're Sean.
I'm actually Southern.
There you go.
Conservative as you get, but.
Well, I appreciate
hey, man,
it, pal. Thank you
real,
so
welcome
much.
Welcome to the Upstate. I love your show, man.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean, and we'll certainly keep an eye out for your call. Yeah, we always have liberal Sean marked. Liberal
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah, man. He just he needs to go suck his thumb in a corner somewhere. Like, I mean, but.
There you
I
go,
mean,
Sean.
Just keep on keeping on, bro. Thank
I'm going to do that.
For everything you do.
Thank you, pal. I appreciate you very much. Thanks for calling in. But that's just it. This is how the U.S., this is how all Chamber of Commerce is. Seem to work. Why are they so anti-American worker? Why? Ask those people. I talked to a guy, gosh, I guess it was about 3 years ago. I was in Washington. And I was talking to this guy, and he was at Disney. He used to work for Disney. He wasn't like an animator. I don't know what it is. Something there. They made him. They said, listen, we're firing you, and we're going to give you this amount of money, this separation package, but in order to get this, you have to train your replacement. Now think about that. We're going to give you this separation package, but you have to train the guy that's coming in at a lower wage to do your job. Firing and humiliating American workers. That's why Trump was elected. That's why he was elected, period. Because people were tired of that crap. It's 6:45 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. All right, from the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Charlie, can you explain to me Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution preventing D.C. from becoming a state? Why, yes, I can. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution reads, "The Congress shall have power to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district," meaning the capital, "not exceeding 10 square miles, as may, by secession of a particular state and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of government of the United States." So what that means is Congress will get together, decide where the capital is going to be. Then, if it's a state, or in this case, several states, two states, Virginia and Maryland, they will secede part of their land to make Washington, D.C. That federal city is not to be a state. First of all, it's only supposed to be 10 miles square. It's 68. Now, why is that? Because James Madison wrote, basically, I'm going to paraphrase here, but just imagine if you are in the state of Washington, D.C., and the capital is in the state of Washington, D.C., and they're about to vote on something that you don't agree with, something that, or you don't get your way in some way. Washington, D.C. doesn't get their way in some way. And we've got the coronavirus going on. They could just shut everything down. They could just shut everything down and not allow Congress to do its job. You see, they would the federal government would be beholden to one state, and therefore that state could get their way. You see what I'm saying? I mean, these guys were Madison, all these guys, they were brilliant. because they knew I think they had more insight to what was in man's heart, both good and bad. And they included these in the Constitution and the way our government works. They knew that there was opportunity for corruption. So therefore, they said, no, it's supposed to be completely autonomous and independent. So now people want to come along and make it a state. Well, just think about that. You're going to have a state that is 68 square miles. You're going to have a state about twice the size of the city of Greenville proper. That's the whole state. So now you've got, so what are you going to have? You're going to have the governor of the state of D.C. And then what are you going to have? The mayor of the city of D.C.? You're going to have the city council of the county of D.C.? I mean, look, just think about how much corruption could happen if that were to take place. Just think about how much corruption would be there. Plenty of opportunity, as if they needed more opportunity for corruption. I don't think they need any more opportunity because they've already got enough, right? So that means Democrats can't make D.C. a state. Well, they can certainly try, and they will. I think they will try. So, all right. Whether or not they're going to be successful, I don't know. I believe if they don't get D.C., I think they're going to go really hard after Puerto Rico. And none of this has anything to do with representation because they already get electoral votes. They just don't have any voting members of Congress. And rightfully so. Because why? It doesn't affect them. So they're going to fight hard for Puerto Rico, because they know that that is going to be too, and now you've got a complete island that is completely dependent on the federal government to send them stuff, right? We saw that during the hurricanes, which I was in one of those. That was no fun. So they want those two senators from Puerto Rico. They want those two senators from Washington, D.C. That's going to pretty much ensure that they control the Senate from now on. And they don't have anybody standing in their way. Not that they've got a whole lot of people standing in their way right now, because it looks like these articles of impeachment are going to be going to the Senate on Monday. And Lindsey Graham he's doing what Lindsey do. He's making some noise, but where's the action? He's making noise, but where's the action? Is he going to stand up? Is he going to put on another Brett Kavanaugh show for everybody? Is he going to do that? I don't know. It's going to be a nightmare, and it's going to be a bad precedent to set if you impeach a president after he is already out of office. If you do that, then God help you. Because we've got a ton of things that we can go back and look at everything that Obama did. Look at everything Obama did. Look at everything that Clinton did. And we can go back as far as we want to and just start impeaching presidents posthumously all we want. So now we're going to have another bottleneck in Washington, D.C., where the first thing each party tries to do is impeach the past president. Is that where we want to go? Or do you want to get to work for the American people? Or, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Do you want to get to work for special interest groups that you represent in Washington? Because we all know you don't represent the American people. By the way, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, how about that? She is finally allowing people to go to restaurants. That is awesome. Thank you so much, Gretchen Whitmer. You know, I worry about her. Apparently, she's got some sort of a thing where her face doesn't move from her eyebrows up. Wonder how that's happened during lockdown. I don't know what's going on there. I really don't. I hope she gets better, though. I'm sure she will. All right, folks, going to get out of here. You guys have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you right back here on Monday. Y'all be safe, be careful, be good. God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.